right now the world is kind of celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising, but it's also the 50th anniversary of the founding of Buffalo's first gay rights organization.
Stonewall had long been the scene of police harassment on June 28, 1969, and just after 1 a.m., police descended upon the bar hoping to close it down for good. They roughed up patrons, but patrons fought back with similar force, bottles, stones, until police retreated. The riot sparked days of protests nationwide demanding equal rights. Buffalo's Stonewall moment began at a bar called The Tiki, located at the corner of Franklin and Tupper Streets.
It was a beatnik bar where gay men and lesbians hung out with artists and leftists.
Adrian Hill, co-founder of the Buffalo Niagara LGBTQ History Project, tells a story.
This one happened to be owned by a gay man. His name was Jim Garrow. And in 1969, he was not allowed to renew his liquor license because he was gay. And this was part of a big pattern that was happening in Buffalo at the time.
When Nelson Rockefeller became governor, Hill says the police and state liquor authority were cracking down so harshly and quickly, no gay bar could stay open for very long. With Garrow's defeat, enough was enough.
It wasn't a riot per se, but it was just people got tired of not being able to gather with people like themselves. And they decided that they needed to start organizing. So what happened was Jim Garrow opened another venue. It was called The Avenue. It was at 70 Delaware Avenue. And they were trying to figure out what to do. And so they brought an activist named Frank Kameny to Buffalo.
Kameny was founder of Washington, D.C.'s Mattachine Society. He advised Garrow to start his own chapter. And so the Mattachine Society of the Niagara Frontier was born, Buffalo's first gay rights organization.
Of course, the police had their eye on Garrow. They were surveilling the avenue. And they were none too happy to find out that the gays of Buffalo were organizing for themselves. So in April of 1970, they raided the place. I think 11 people got arrested, including Garrow. 94 people got kicked out of the bar that night. And two lesbians in the group tried to defend the place, and they just got brutally beaten.
That closed down the avenue. It was replaced with Frank A. Sedita City Court, named for the mayor at the time and still standing. The Mattachine Society continued from 1969 to 1984.
They really focused on building up the community and on providing internal support. So the Mattachine Society of the Niagara Frontier worked with crisis services to develop a peer counseling program so that people who were trying to come out, trying to find a community, could be counseled by people like them. They actually ran a phone hotline. They ran a speakers bureau. They spoke on TV. They spoke in universities. They spoke to mental health professionals and clergy and what have you.
In order to do their work, she said the Mattachine Society built what was, at the time, the third largest gay community center in the country. It also published the gay newspaper, The Fifth Freedom. This history will be explored at 6 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Buffalo, where the Mattachine Society first met after the avenue closed.
We have gathered together 8 activists who were part of Mattachine. Some of them were instrumental in its founding. And we're going to have a panel discussion, and they're going to be talking and telling their own stories about how this movement was founded and how it developed.
Then on June 29th, there'll be a 2.5-hour walking tour beginning at 4 p.m. at Buffalo Central Library, and with plenty of stops and cold drinks along the way. The tour will include the Tiki, the Avenue, Mattachine protest sites, popular cruising spots, areas that were heavily policed, and gay bars that flourished. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.